You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a newcomer to the studio here in beautiful downtown Exeter. We are very pleased to welcome the Stadium Theater to the family at WCRI. And Jordan Harris is here representing the Stadium Theater. He is the marketing manager. Welcome, Jordan.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here on WCRI, where we get to talk about lots of things in the arts. And we've now expanded to the northern part of Rhode Island. To all our listeners up there, most of which listen online, but we do have a lot of them, we know that, and they listen to the live stream, as well as the people down here in the southern part of the state and eastern Connecticut that listen through the airwaves. Jordan, the Stadium Theater has been around for a long time, right?
Yes, since 1926, it had a heyday back then where people from all over the country came and performed on that stage in Woonsocket, including Charlie Chaplin. And not many people know that, so that's a little tidbit there.
Charlie Chaplin, the guy that wrote the song Smile, so you probably didn't know
right,
that.
Right. And it
developed into kind of did it become a movie house for a while?
Right. The Stadium Theater actually, through the years, went through many phases. One of those phases was that it was a movie house, and then it kind of fell into a state of disrepair. During that time, the stadium just kind of fell apart, and people started to get really concerned. And in 2000, the SOS Save Our Stadium Committee was formed, and they started to raise money through some other groups, including some radio AM radio stations up there, to renovate the theater. And they were just blown away by the amount of support shown by the community for the Stadium Theater. And I believe in 2003, the Stadium Theater was completely renovated, and they even hosted some movie premieres, including Something About Mary, Stuck on You.
There you go.
Some
great Rhode Island history there.
Right. They were launched into the forefront of Rhode Island history at that moment. And since then, we've been, every year, we've been bringing in a vast variety of shows. Our goal is to have something every weekend, something different, something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And this year is no exception by any means.
Yeah, I've seen the literature you've put out, and the brochure that we're looking at is beautiful, and it's unbelievable. There's just so much stuff on there, and a great variety. And we're going to talk about a lot of that variety tonight. And starting off with a couple of things that just happened. You just had a very successful performance with the Ocean State Summer Pops, right?
Yes, we did. We had the Ocean State Summer Pops the second time that they've played at the Stadium Theater. And they and their 60-piece orchestra came, played patriotic and classical favorites at the stadium. So we want to try and bring some more of that kind of music, that style of entertainment to the Woonsocket area. Mm-hmm. And again, we're aiming for as much diversity as we can possibly have.
That makes for a better thing for everyone, because
absolutely,
then everyone gets to learn what the other guy is doing. You're not stuck in your little world sometimes.
Correct.
That makes it great. All right, let's listen to a couple pieces from the Ocean State Summer Pops, and then we'll be back and talk some more with Jordan.
Thank you.
great music. And to show the diversity, as Jordan was talking about, you had an event on the 25th of August that featured a friend of ours, Buddy Cianci, right?
Yes, we had Buddy Cianci for one of our dinner shows at the Stadium Theater. And our dinner shows are really great because it's a very intimate setting. It's not held in the Grand Hall, which holds just a little over 1,000 seats mm-hmm. or people. It's held in our grand lobby, which holds 80 seats.
Well,
so you really
warm.
Get up yeah. close and personal with okay. whoever's performing. And Buddy was there, talked about his book, Politics and Pasta. We had a catered pasta dinner
uh-huh.
from River Falls Restaurant, which is in Woonsocket.
Sure.
And it's a whole night of entertainment plus dinner, all in one for $36.
What a deal. And he was sold out this past week. So
yep.
that's twice in 2 months.
He's a very popular guy.
All right, great. And then another thing that's passed that was something I wish I had gotten to see was a Simon and Garfunkel review. How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. I went and saw it myself. AJ Swearingen and Jonathan Beadle, both who do their own music. They are their own independent artists. They get together and they tour doing a Simon and Garfunkel retrospective, which isn't a tribute so much as it is a remembrance or kind of a look back at the career that Simon and Garfunkel had together. And they just really pay homage and they honor mm-hmm. their music rather than trying to pretend to be them.
Right.
So hearing that music live, hearing Bridge Over Troubled Water
mm-hmm.
live,
mm-hmm.
Performed by these excellent artists was just amazing.
All right, great. Well, why don't we listen to one of those right now? This is Homeward Bound by them, and then we'll get back and talk about things coming up rather than things past.
Great.
Well, I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. And on a tour, one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where our thoughts escape, and home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Well, every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. But each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. Oh, and I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where our thoughts escape, and home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. Mm-hmm. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where our thoughts escape, and home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Great sounds. The music of Simon and Garfunkel, that was amazing. And now to show again the diversity of some of the things that are happening, you have a show coming up on the 29th that is called Ghost Hunters. What's that about?
yeah, on September 29th, which happens to be a Thursday, we have the crew of the original sci-fi series Ghost Hunters coming to the Stadium Theater.
Wow. So
some celebrities coming. These are...
I'm sure their fans are very excited about that.
Extremely excited. You would not believe how fast these tickets are selling.
That's great.
And we're blown away ourselves. People love this stuff. They love the paranormal, the supernatural. And these guys have some pretty neat videos online. If you go and look at their website, or you can go onto our website and then check them out through there. But it's bound to be a spooky night. If you're into that, definitely you want to call soon because the tickets are selling fast.
All right. And speaking of websites, this would probably be a good time to get that out. It's not very difficult. It's stadiumtheater.com, right?
That's right.
Everything you want to know is there. And the phone number, if you want information, is 401-762-4545. We'll give that again at the end of the show, so you can make sure that you get that information. October 1st brings us another icon in American music, tribute, and that's Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. That's a tribute to both of those fantastic musical icons. This guy is amazing. He performed as Bruce Springsteen in the Legends of Music tour, and they've been all over the place, including some of the casinos.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't believe it. You go and you check out the video. He sounds just like him. He looks just like him. People who see it, their jaws drop, and they say, "I'm going to that show." So if you're into Bruce Springsteen and the whole rock and roll from
October 1st,
you want to check that out.
And then a Tony Award-winning musical coming on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of October. The Producers. There you go. That's a great one.
Mel Brooks' side-splitting musical comedy about a showbiz scam.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the music for this show, kind of doing a little research, because I have to do that as a marketing, as a marketing manager for the Stadium Theater. I got to know what I'm plugging here, but I can't wait to see this one. What's great about the Stadium Theater and what's different about us is that you'll notice it's put on by the Stadium Theater's own Encore Repertory Company.
Mm-hmm.
This is a repertory company that uses the Stadium Theater as its home base, and they are very talented people just like you and I who love...
Well, they may be very talented, maybe not like me, maybe like you. But.
Right. But these people, they have a passion for what they're doing, so much passion that you can really see it when you watch them perform. They mm-hmm. did Rent last year, and I spoke to several people who went to New York City to see it, and they said that the passion in the room and the power projected through their voices was even more grand than what they saw on Broadway.
Wow. Well, so, that's a great tribute.
It really is. And so, you know, we do community theater, but we do community theater well.
That's a great thing. All right. Well, before we take our break, let's listen to a piece from The Producers. And this is When You've Got It, Flaunt It. And then we'll be back after the break with more of the Stadium Theater.
When you got it, flaunt it. Step right up and strut your stuff. People tell you modesty's a virtue, but in the theater, modesty can hurt you. When you got it, flaunt it. Show your assets, let them know you're proud. Your goodies you must push, stick your chest and shake your tush. When you got it, shout it out loud. Now, Ulla, dance. When you got it, show it. Put your hidden treasures on display. Violinists love to play an E string, but audiences really love a G string. When you got it, shout it. Let's over here what you're about. Ooh, clothes may make a man. All a girl needs is a tan. Then you got it, let it hang out. Remember when Ula danced?
Yeah.
Ula dance again! Oh. Just a little girl in Sweden. My thoughtful mother gave me this advice. If nature blesses you from top to bottom, show that top to bottom, don't think twice. Now, Ula belt. Don't think twice. Then you got it. Share it. Let the public feast upon your charm.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jordan Harris, marketing manager of the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket, and we are reviewing a myriad of events that are coming up and have been here, a lot of different kinds of things going on. We've listened to music from the Ocean State Summer Pops and Simon and Garfunkel tribute and Bruce Springsteen tribute and lots of different kinds of music. But right now we're to something even a little more strange, perhaps.
Yeah.
Last year you did a little performance with the Phantom for kind of a Halloween celebration.
Right.
And this year you're doing a similar thing.
Right. Last year what we did, we got this great idea. It was presented to us by this very talented organist, Juan Cardona. And we decided to have it back this year because it was so much fun. Last year we had the Lon Chaney's classic Phantom of the Opera silent film. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I've seen pieces of it, but I have not seen the whole thing.
It's pretty chilling. Still mm-hmm. to this day, it's chilling. And mm-hmm. that movie came out, I believe, in 1928.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared for an interesting show. I said, this is going to be interesting. It's kind of going back in time because our theater was built in 1926.
Right.
So it was very authentic. It was the original movie accompanied by the live Wurlitzer. Hmm. So that's the soundtrack. And I said, this is going to be like traveling back in time. It'll be fun. Well, he gets up in his tux at the beginning of the show and he says, this wouldn't be right unless you guys participated like they used to in the 20s. He said, I want you to boo. I want you to hiss when the villain comes out. And I want you to cheer when the hero comes out. I want you to scream. He says, you need to get as into it as you possibly can. And that's how we're going to pay homage to this wonderful movie. It was one of the most fun events I've ever been to.
Wow.
For only $10.
Well, there you go. And you're going to have kind of a repeat of that on Thursday night, the 20th of October, 7:30. And we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah, we're doing Nosferatu, which is the original vampire movie, original Dracula, and that's also a classic. So I'm extremely excited for this show.
All right, we'll listen to a little music to get us in the mood. Eerie Halloween mood now, but at the end of October, you actually have another interesting and timely show for the end of October for Halloween. Little Shop of Horrors is going to be on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of October, getting you in that Halloween mood.
Certainly will. It's that musical about that mysterious, ill-tempered, foul-mouthed, man-eating plant. named Audrey the Second, I believe.
So. Correct. Right. Yeah. Audrey II.
Audrey II. Yeah. I can't wait to see what Rise, who's the Rhode Island Stage Ensemble, I can't wait to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
You've got this big plant that's going to be eating people on stage. it's going to be talking in that deep bass voice.
Right. But the plant does not go into the audience and eat any audience members.
No, it
members,
won't eat
so
any audience
we're
members.
We're safe there.
Unless
safe
we
there.
Throw someone up on stage. If there's anyone you don't like, you can elect to do that.
All right, great. We'll listen to a couple pieces from Little Shop of Horrors before we take our next break. And then we've got a lot more to talk about, so don't go away.
On the 21st day of the month of September, In an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, Seymour is standing beside you. Don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly, Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your
nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure.
Seymour.
Sir?
How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked it much before, but count the cash that's in the drawer. I've got no choice but to force, say yes.
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I'll gladly treat you like my blood and my own flesh.
Like Ozzy, Nelson, Dave, and Rick.
Like Honey, Fitz, and take a pick.
Then kiss me quick, I'll be your son.
Don't make me sick, just be my son. Morse, Nick, and Son. Sounds great. Three words with the ring of fate. So say you'll incorporate with me. A florist dream comes true. Morse, Nick, and a bite chick you. What business we'll do for F.
Like Andy Hardy and the judge. Like Susan Mercury, like Duma, Beast and Pear. In trouble, sickness, and in health.
We'll share the plan, I share the wealth. I'll call my lawyer,
call me son. Mushnick and Son, that's that. Officially, I'm your brat.
Consider the matter closed and done.
Senior and junior stick. Through thin and through thick.
Through sloppy and slick.
Through kiss and through kick.
My stick and song.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're sitting with Jordan Harris from the Stadium Theater. He's telling us all about the great things coming to the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. And part of the, I guess, intrigue to me is the fact that I looked at the sheet you brought, and the ticket prices on some of this stuff almost look like misprints. Some of these are extremely reasonable. I guess that's one of your goals, right, to be able to make it affordable?
That's right. Our goal is to make the theater arts affordable for everyone. That includes our concerts. That includes some of these more unique shows as well. You're not going to find ticket prices much higher than $50. But all the musicals that I've talked about today, all those ticket prices are $19.
So Little Shop of Horrors for $19.
Correct.
That's a great deal.
That's right. You can bring your whole family.
Yeah.
For under $100. And then you can afford to get snacks at our full snack bar. You can afford to get some drinks if you're old enough at our full bar. It's a whole night out, and it's not going to put you into
So almost debt. A family for the price of one ticket at some of the other theaters we don't have to talk about.
That's right.
if you were going to one of the other larger cities,
right.
shall we
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
All right, well, great. That's super news. And you're going to finish up the year. We have a lot of other things to talk about, but we want to get to this show, which is going to be on December 30th, a show called Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yes.
And you give us a little information about that one.
Sure. Jonathan Larson is actually the composer of Rent, and this is the musical he did kind of as a precursor to that.
Hmm.
It's a tale of a struggling composer, much like Jonathan Larson himself. Some would say this is kind of his autobiography.
I see, yeah.
And the composer is just about to turn 30 in New York City. And all he's amounted to so far in his life is becoming a waiter. And actually, one of the songs that you have today is a song called Sunday, where he talks about his angst being a waiter and some of the things that kind of annoy him doing that. And he so much wants to do more. He wants to be that great composer and write the next great American musical, which for Jonathan Larson was actually Rent. So it's very interesting. It did happen to him.
All right.
I guess he kind of had to intend it.
Now, the interesting thing is I know some very successful waiters that, you know.
Oh, sure. So do I.
and I know some composers that wish they were waiters.
Right. Grass is always greener on the other side. That's what they say,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. All right. We'll listen to a piece from Tick, Tick, Boom. And this is called Louder Than Words.
Why do we play with fire? Why do we run our finger through the flame? Why do we leave our hand on the stove? Although we know we're in for some pain, oh, why do we refuse to hang a light when the street are dangerous? Why does it take an accident before the truth gets through to us? Cages or wings, which do you prefer? Ask the birds. Fear or love, baby, don't say the answer. Actions speak louder than words. Why should we try to be our best when we can just get by and still gain? Why do we nod our heads although we know the boss is wrong as rain? Why should we trail when the well-worn path seems safe and so inviting?
How, as we travel, can we see the dismay and keep on fighting?
Cages or wings, which do you prefer? Ask the birds. Fear or love, baby, don't say speak louder than words. What does it take to wake up a generation? How can you make someone take off and fly if we don't wake up and shake up the nation? We'll eat the dust of the world, wondering the bird.
Well, Jordan, we've given people a lot of information about a lot of things coming up. And remember their website, stadiumtheater.com. And the phone number is 401-762-4545, 762-4545. And you can get whatever information you need there because there are many, many things happening. We've pretty much covered the upcoming in the next month or so. Tell us some other things that are coming in November.
We've got so much coming. Like I said, our brochure is jam-packed, so you definitely want to either check out the brochure or go online and check out our list of upcoming events. I really got gray hairs putting this brochure together, trying to fit everything in. Let's see. We can start from the top. On November 4th, 5th, and 6th, we have something for the kids. It's a whole family type affair. It's Disney's Aladdin Jr., mm-hmm. and that's presented by the Encore Kids. And if you have kids who are interested in acting, you can actually have them try out for roles in some of these, in some of their presentations like Disney's Aladdin Jr., but I think that one has actually already been cast. November 11th, we have Amazing Hero Art. This artist named Rob Surrett can transform flying paint into gigantic murals. He does a life-size mural in under 60 seconds, and there's going to be some dramatic lighting and music during all of that.
He's
been on Oprah. He's been on some of the late-night shows on the large networks. He's going to be quite a draw. After that, we get back into music with Neil Diamond tribute Simply Diamond. This guy is also spot on. All our tributes are top notch. So if you're into Neil Diamond, you want to hear his music live, you want to check this guy out. It's the most musically authentic recreation of the classic artist. I like to say he's almost the real Neil.
The real Neil. What a deal.
That's right. We even kind of delve into rock and roll and classic rock. So we've got a Kiss tribute on November 18th. And then we get back into kind of our classical roots. The Ocean State Summer Pops is coming back again, except this November on the 25th, they're coming back as the Ocean State Holiday Pops.
Right, they don't want to be called Summer in November.
Not in
November. It'll be the Holiday Pops, excellent.
Right, and they're going to play, it's the same 60-piece Pops Orchestra, but they're going to be doing holiday favorites this time. So,
You've got Christmas Carol coming up in December, Nutcracker, Polar Express, all building up to that Tick, Tick, Boom that we just played some music a minute ago on. And it's amazing, an amazing schedule of events. We definitely have to have you back. I want to thank you for coming in today sharing this with our audience and making them aware of all the great things happening up in the northern part of our state.
Right. And Rhode Island's a lot bigger than Providence. That's what I like to say,
there you
right?
go. That's right. And it's bigger than Exeter, too, believe it or not. But so check it all out, stadiumtheater.com. Jordan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, we're going to go out listening to another piece of music from Tick, Tick, Boom, and this one's called Sunday, and appropriate because the show is on Friday. Well. But at any rate, thanks again for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Straight back and to the left.
Pick up those fucking eggs. We're out of milk.
Who took my rye bread?
Four waters to table
I'm sorry,
seven.
We don't deliver on Sunday. I need table 3 for 2 yesterday.
Is there a list?
Harrington.
Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N for 7.
Order.
No, I'm sorry. Those people were here first. We don't have tables for 7.
Are we in smoking?
Tension.
I'll have the salad, Nicois, and some holly bread.
Balance.
I wanted an omelet with no yolks. That's why you're just a waiter.
Brunch. Sunday. In the blue, silver chromium diner. On the green, purple, yellow, red stools sit the fools who should eat at home. Instead, they pay on Sunday for a cool
or a bagel on the soft green cylindrical stools sit the fools drinking cinnamon coffee or decaffeinated tea. Violet drool from the fools who'd pay less at home drinking coffee light and dark and cholesterol and bums, 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 bums.
He's both screaming for their toast in a small Soho cafe on an island in...
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.